The Indian Pacific is one of the country's great rail journeys. And now, if you're on board, you can sit back and watch the desert rush by to the sound of live music. Ange Tackerts has a great gig performing on the train. And Ange, tell me a little bit about how this all works. How do you go about performing a gig on a train?
Well, it's a relatively new program, Cam. It's called the Travelling Performers Program, and I think it's only a few months old because I don't know many musicians that have done it. And what it was inspired by the former CEO that went on a train trip through Canada where there was live music on board, and he thought it would be a good idea to do that here in Australia. So the program's still very new, and I'm one of the first performers to get the chance to sing on the train, and the deal is that as a folk singer, I get to ride across the country for free, and in return, I sing for the passengers on board. So, yeah, I think it's a great program, and so I put my hand up as one of the first to say, yep, let me hop on board, because what an amazing opportunity. It's really a train trip of a lifetime.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Are there certain challenges performing on a train? I'm thinking of it's almost like an inbuilt metronome, isn't it, with the click-clack of the train going along?
Well, not only that, because it's a new program, I think that they will need to put a proper sound system on. So when I came on board, I'm not sure how clear the communication was that I was a folk singer, because I heard an announcement that a bush poet was about to put on a show at the other end of the train. And so I got there and had a chat to the train manager, and he was holding a little handheld microphone. And so on that first night, I sort of said, well, I'm going to need that microphone to sing into. So God bless an old chap called Ray, who dedicated half an hour of his time that evening up in the gold class lounge to holding the microphone up to my head. And it was a rocky ride. So I worked on my core body strength. I'm trying to balance on this lounge, holding my guitar, playing it. And God love Ray, he's holding the microphone up to my face. I did headbutt it a few times, and he got quite a dead arm. So, but it was an experience.
And you got through. You got through okay.
And then on the next night, we decided that I could get my camera tripod, and they had some gaffer tape on board, so we gaffer taped the microphone to the top of the camera tripod. So it was pretty fun.
Where actually on the train, where are you? What carriage are you in?
Well, the performers, I was sleeping in the red car, which is sort of down the back of the train, and then the deal is that I stay in that area, but then I go up to the gold class, which I suppose is more of an expensive ticket on the train, and they have a lounge up there, and that's where the music is. But in saying that, I actually put on quite a few gigs down in the red car for, I suppose, because they became my little gang of friends during the day. They were the people I was hanging out with. So once I'd sort of done my gig up in the gold car, I'd come back to the red car, and they'd be like, oh, can you sing us some songs? It was more of an impromptu performance in the Matilda Cafe down the other end of the train.
And you've got to stay on the right side of all them, because I guess there's nowhere to go, is there?
Well, they were my people, you know. You're 3 days on a train, and we were sort of eating and trading bananas and oranges together in the Matilda Cafe. And I got to know some really colourful characters. I spent most of my time hanging out with a bunch of old blokes from Ontario in Canada, and they kept me amused with stories of their childhood in Ontario and blowing up beaver nests with dynamite and all sorts of stuff. So I learnt all about their way of life. So, yeah, it was pretty fun.
Rightly or wrongly, train buffs have a certain reputation, I think. What do they make as an audience for live music?
Look, it was interesting. I think because the Travelling Performers Program is very new, a lot, and it's not advertised, like you don't go on the website and hear about it, because not every train ride has a performer on the train because it's such a new program. So I think for some passengers weren't expecting live music. Some of them really got into it. Like Ray, the guy that held the microphone, he was so passionate about music. He said, oh, look, I'd hold the microphone for you all night, love. Like, it's just so good to hear you sing. And he ended up buying some CDs and, you know, and then the passengers down in the red car actually were very receptive. I probably sold more CDs down in the red car than the gold car. And they were just very supportive of my music and loved to hear the stories that I was telling about the songs that I was singing. So it was a real adventure.
It's a captive audience. Is that a good thing?
That's what my friends were joking. They said, oh, you know, you'll be able to sell a few CDs at the end of the ride because you've got them stuck in that confined space. And luckily, I also wrote a book last year, so I had copies of the book, and there are a few bored people on the train, so I managed to sell a few books as well.